Passage 2. Millions of students have been taught a formula that has nothing to do with chemistry. The formula is for writing a 5-paragraph essay. First, write an introductory paragraph to state the argument. Then, add 3 paragraphs of evidence. Finally, write a conclusion. Linda Bergman is director of the writing lab at Purdue University in Indiana. Her job is to help students, including international students, improve their writing. Professor Bergman has worked with many students who learned this traditional 5-paragraph formula. She says international students sometimes have difficulty with this formula if they learned a different writing structure. But just knowing how to write a 5-paragraph essay is not going to be enough for a college student who has to write a longer academic paper. As Professor Bergman points out, the formula is too simple to deal with subjects that require deeper thought and investigation. So what are the qualities that make up a good writing? Karen is Executive Director of Courses in the Institute for Writing and Rhetoric at Dartmouth College. Karen says there are no simple answers, except maybe for one. That is, there is no formula that students can follow to guarantee a well-written paper. In some cultures, students organize their paragraphs to build toward the main idea at the end of the paper. American college students are usually expected to state their thesis at the beginning. And while students in some cultures use lots of descriptive words, American professors generally want shorter sentences.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What can we know about the formula? Question 20. What does Linda Bergman's job involve? Question 21. What does Bergman think of academic papers? Question 22. What kind of writing do American professors prefer?